Welcome to the Glory Has Come International Ministries broadcast, where the senior pastor is Pastor Troy King, along with his wife, Prophetess Nicole King. We pray that today's message will speak to your spirit to edify and encourage you. Let's go to our message already in progress.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm next in line. Oh, I've been waiting year after year, time after time, for my blessing to show up. Somebody been waiting for the job, and it just ain't manifested yet. But I came to let you know this morning, your application is not denied, but it's next in line. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. The miracle that's waiting to happen is next in line. It's got your name on it, baby. I wish I had somebody say, God got a blessing, and it's got your name on it. Oh, I'm next in line. Because you don't understand, I've been fighting, I've been battling with some things year after year, day after day. You weren't there when the next person next to me made fun of me and made mockery of me. But yet now I can rejoice, I can give God the glory and the praise, because it's just a confirmation now that God got the last say, and I'm next in line. Look at your neighbor again for the second to the third time and say, I told you I got next. Oh, don't try to cut in line. Don't try to butt in my way. Guess what? Even if you try to headbutt your way into my position, it ain't gonna matter no way, because God will just shift me out of the position that I'm currently in and move me to the place so I got next. I'm next in line. I'm next in line. I ain't gonna say for the blessing. I'm not gonna say for the miracle. You're next in line for whatever God got for you. You're next in line for whatever God's will is for your life. See, you just don't want a blessing in this season. You're next in line for God to begin to move you into your rightful place of destiny. Because when God begins to move you, when you're next, God's move is greater than any blessing that's attached to blessings. But when God begins to move you, there's power attached to movement. And God is moving you and positioning you into a place of power. Oh, I got next in line. Oh, I ain't letting nobody cut in front of me no more. Oh, you've been trying to help people long enough. I ain't trying to say don't help nobody, but you got to remember now what the word of God says. Everybody got to carry their own cross. So after y'all done helped you pick it up, now you got to carry it by your own self, because I'm next in line. I ain't got time to help you carry your cross. You got to learn this thing on your own. After I open up the gateway of blessing for you, after I show you the way to God, you got to begin to move. That's why some of us broke, busting, discussing now, because we've been giving to too many folks who ain't been trying to help themselves. We've been giving to too many folks who ain't trying to carry their own cross, and we begin to hand out. But when you next in line, y'all missing this. When you next in line, God will cause you to close your hand and move back and begin to sow into your own self and begin to encourage your own self. David said, I had to encourage myself. Because when it all boils down, baby, when hell knocks on your front door, ain't nobody else there to encourage you, but you find yourself encouraging your own self. And you look back and say, where is everybody that I poured out into? Where is everybody else that I labored with along the journey? Where is everybody else that I let go before me that I rejoice with now when it's my turn? Nobody. But I'm next in line. And because I'm next in line, I ain't got time to play with you. Oh, when you next in line, you are standing in position. You won't be moved by people. You won't be moved about what people say about you. Because that's when God began to addition you to have some thick skin now. It means now that when God give you thick skin while you're standing next in line, God, I'm next in line, but why is it taking it so long? Because God said, I'm making your skin tough. Oh, God, you're missing it. Because when you cross over, He said, I'm letting you stand in line. I know you're next in line, but you got to wait just a little while, because while you are waiting, I'm making you built for it tough, so that you can take some things that you normally couldn't take. Because when you cross over now, you're not just going to cross over to your next miracle. You're going to cross over to some next level devils too. And you got to be equipped to handle what's next. So God, look at somebody and say, are you equipped to handle what's next? Because if you're not equipped to handle what's next, what begin to happen, the blessing will break you down. Oh God, you ever seen somebody get blessed and they couldn't handle the blessing? You seen somebody walk in the miracle but they couldn't handle the miracle, all because they moved a time before God began to move them? But I don't mind waiting. Oh God, because while I'm waiting, I'm going to keep praising. Y'all ain't got it yet. Somebody said, that was a cue for you to praise. While I'm waiting, I'm going to keep on praising. While the bank account is in the negative, I'm going to keep on praising. While sickness is trying to destroy my body, I'm going to keep on praising. While people are trying to destroy me, I'm going to keep on praising. While people are walking out of my life, I'm going to keep on praising. Because as I keep on praising, you ever heard somebody say, I wish this line hurry up and speed up? Oh, that's what your praise will do for you. Because when you're next in line, and what begin to happen when you begin to praise, 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 it will push you now faster into your dimension of power rather than the enemy trying to hold you back. Look at somebody and say, I'm moving at rapid speed right now. But it says, y'all know the scripture, I'm just going to flow with you. I hope y'all can flow with me. It said now that Elkanah, Hannah's husband, always gave a portion to Peninnah. And what happened now? It said that he always gave Hannah a more worthy portion. In other words, in the natural sense, you will understand that he feels kind of sorry for Hannah. Oh, but just look at somebody and say, I don't need you to feel sorry for me. Oh, see, you don't need people to feel sorry for you when you know you're next in line. Oh, y'all missing this. See, some of us want to be more folks to feel sorry for us. And when we're next in line and you expect somebody to have a pity party with you, it makes you go backwards now, because you got to understand God's line got to keep moving forward. And he ain't got no time for no delays. So you don't need nobody to feel sorry for you. Watch this. So he gave her a more worthy portion, but yet then she was still weeping. She was still sore. She was still vexed. And he came to her and said, why weepest thou? Why are you not eating? So now you have somebody who's getting more than the others, but she don't want it. Oh, y'all missed it. You missed it. You missed it. You missed it. She gets a more worthy portion, but she doesn't use it. In other words, sometimes you got to understand that when you next in line, you just need to fast no matter how much somebody put in front of you and say, I got to have a relationship with God, because what I'm expecting God to do for me, not next year, but right now, requires a sacrifice on my behalf. So I don't need you to feel sorry for me, because I got a relationship with God. But it said now, verse 2 says, but Hannah had no children. So you got to understand, children represent the future. So it means now, without a child, Hannah had no future. Oh, but somebody's future just got restored 5 seconds ago. Oh, y'all missed this. Y'all missed this. Oh, I'm reminded of the Shunammite woman when her son began to die, but the prophet began to come and lay himself and said, breathe, and he began to sneeze. Oh, God, y'all missing it. And she said, now your future has been restored. Somebody's future done stopped breathing. Somebody's future done stopped moving. But God say it's getting ready to be restored. You getting ready to have a future. You getting ready to walk in prosperity. You getting ready to walk in total healing. Because you're next in line. See, you got to understand. It says she had no children don't mean they wasn't coming. You missed it. So just because your current situation displays you as not having enough, it don't mean now that God is not going to turn your situation around where you now would be next in line for the miracle. But it said, verse 6, and her adversary provoked her sore for to make her fret because the Lord has shut up her womb. I want to tell two people. The Bible says the Lord has shut up her womb. Oh, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it again for your hearing. The Lord had shut up her womb. Oh, you got to understand, whatever is closed in your life is not the devil who did it. Oh, sometimes God has to bring stuff to a close. Sometimes God got to keep a certain door closed because you ain't ready yet for the miracle to come to pass. Oh, y'all missing it. So it said that the Lord had shut up her womb, but there ain't no reason for you to get mad with God, because whatever God closes, God can open. Y'all ain't said anything. So whatever God has closed in your life, don't write it off as dead just yet, baby, because God can begin to open up anything he wants. It said the Lord had shut up. Let me go back. I made a mistake in the scripture. The Bible says it shut. The Lord shut up her womb. It didn't say close. Anything that is shut up is not closed. Y'all missing this. Anything that is shut up is not closed, which means God is waiting on you to do something for him to release it. Oh God, Lord have mercy. Is your Bible say what my Bible say? It said it's shut. The Lord had shut up her womb. So it means now, if God shut it up, it don't mean it got a lock on it. It's just closed temporarily. Some of you are right now in a place that's been closed in your life, but it's only temporarily. You may have had to close some accounts, but it's only temporarily. You may have had to close off some relationships, but it's only temporarily, because God said the person or whatever you was dealing with was not ready for what I was going to put inside of you. But we say, God, why did you shut up this relationship? And God said, I was cultivating an anointing in you. And what began to happen, if I didn't close and shut up, if I didn't shut up the process and move you to a space where you was by yourself, where you would begin to have some time with me and pray unto me and ask of your heart, he said, the people were hindered the process. Oh, you miss it. So you don't understand. People will hinder the process. The ones that's real close to you will hinder the process. It said that Peninnah now, she began to provoke Hannah every time. Oh, I can see her now saying, I got children, but you don't have none. I got a future, but you ain't got one. I got an anointing, but you ain't got one. I can prophesy, but you can't do nothing. Oh, but just wait a little while longer, baby. Because I'm next in line. God may be working in your favor, but because of my faithfulness, because of my obedience, God got to show up for me. Oh, so why you laughing at me? Why you making mockery of me? Why you looking at what I don't have? I'm steady praying and praising God, even though I don't feel like praising him, because you now have made me feel insecure about myself. So you got to be mindful of the people that show up to make you feel insecure about yourself, because if they develop a characteristic now of making you feel insecure, it will kill the destiny on the inside of you. Watch this. When the Bible begins to speak of it, it says now that Peninnah now, she didn't even torment Hannah enough until it was time for her to give birth. In other words, she got the most torment before God performed the miracle. Y'all ain't got it yet. Y'all ain't got it yet. It didn't take long. The Bible says within the year. Y'all missed it. I wish I had some Bible scholars. Go ahead. How was it in a year? Because it said Elkanah went up yearly. Go ahead. And it said now that when he had went up, it said that Hannah now spoke unto the Lord. And when she came back, and Elkanah now knew his wife, Hannah, that she conceived. Watch this. What am I saying? Before you can even offer up praise to God, God gonna already be done filled your womb. You missed it. Before you can even open your mouth good, the bill is going to be paid. Before you can even lift up your hands, God say, as long as you I dwell in your heart and in your spirit and in your soul, before you can even open up your mouth, I'm going to already be done opened up the gateway. But she caught the most hell right before God did the miracle. Oh God, I'm gonna close in 5 minutes, I promise. What happens? Sister Carl, check this out. She got the most hail right before God began to let the miracle come to pass. So you got to understand, something was already working on the innermost parts of her. And what happens now? See, when you desire something from God, there's a seed in you already. Your desire becomes your seed now. What makes a woman get pregnant is her seed, is a seed. So now the seed has already been planted when you have a desire. Because I tell you now, when you study now, when you have a desire for something and long for something, your hormones begin to rage out of control. And it's an easier chance now for you to get pregnant in the spirit. Oh God. So now Hannah has a desire and her hormones are raging, and now she wants something from God. But the seed now has already been planted because of her desire. And now when your seed, it's not until the seed get planted that the enemy shows up to try to make you abort what's already inside of you. That's why she was waxed sore. Oh God. It means waxed sore was the greatest affliction of pain she could have endured from Peninnah. Because it said now, when she began to fret, she began to wax sore, that even now you got to be mindful of those people that show up. That's where you ought to rejoice. Because when they show up and make fun of you, when they show up now and they be an adversary against you, it only means that you getting ready to get birthed. So Pastor, why do they show up? They try to make you have an abortion. Oh God. In other words, they come and tell you you're crazy. Ain't no way. God done kept you closed up all this time. How in the world you think that God is going to begin to put something inside of you? Let's get a little deeper. Look how old you are now. You could have had children a long time ago. Here I am, done had 10 and 12. But now you ain't had not one. And you expecting God to do something. You're crazy in your mind. And it says now that Hannah even went and began to mumble unto the Lord with her lips, and her husband thought she was a drunkard. But I don't care who think you're drunk and crazy, keep on talking to God, keep on praising God, and after a while God gonna open up something. But the enemy's assignment is to make you abort your destiny. Oh, because the seed, see, Samuel represented the destiny of Hannah. Because now he represented the future. So now Peninnah wanted to make her abort the future. See, just like any natural thing dealing with childbirth, if you have an abortion, those that know and did study on it, they will tell you that when you have an abortion, the doctors go in and take out some of your private parts that's really not supposed to be taken out. And now when God ready to let you begin to have a birth now, it's a lot more difficult for you because now they've already removed stuff that they wasn't supposed to remove. So now you find saints of God that's having trouble now giving birth to something because they've aborted their destiny and allowed the doctors of the devil to come in and take out parts that's not supposed to be taken out. And God said, you're supposed to have gave birth by now, but you're missing something. Oh, so now you were supposed to have a natural birth, but you got to have a C-section. Oh, you were supposed to have a healthy, wealthy birth, but now you have a stillborn. But you got to believe now and say, I don't care what I got to go through to get to this point. I'm not going to let nothing cause me to give up my destiny, because I'm going to wait and see what the end is going to be. I'm going to stand until I see the salvation of God. I'm getting ready to close. Look at somebody and say, I'm next in line. But it said, it came to pass in verse 20. When the time was, wherefore it came to pass when the time was come. Look at somebody and say, my time has come. Oh yeah, it's your time right now. It said it came to pass when the time was come about that after Hannah had conceived, that she bore a son and called his name Samuel. Samuel, because I have asked him of the Lord. What have you asked of the Lord? See, some of you just need to name your situation Samuel. Y'all missed this. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed this. Y'all missing it. That sounds foolish, don't it? Sometimes you just need to name what you want as Samuel, because you are asked of the Lord that which you also want and desire from God. And it said now, watch this. Oh, God, Jesus. Look what the Bible says. And the man Eknah and all of his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice. Now it's time to go back up again. And his vow, but Hannah went not up, for she said to her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, then I will bring him. Oh God, you see that? So it's not until the child was weaned that she said, I'm gonna go. Y'all missing this. So in other words, you got to stop depending on yourself to supply your future's needs. Oh God, y'all missed it. You missed it. You got to stop depending on yourself to supply for your future needs, which means, oh, y'all missing this, y'all missing this. Stop supplying yourself for your future needs. Take the baby off, oh God. She said, I won't even go up until the baby is weaned, so he can begin to go on his own and begin to feed him on. So I don't want him to depend on me. Because if he depend on me, it means that I delay the process. It means I become a hindrance to him, and he comes to depend on me and not depend on God. Oh God. See, some of us ain't been weaned yet. We still depend on folk, but not depend on God. That's why we can't move and live. Because we ain't been weaned yet. Some of us still wet behind the ears and depend on folk. Oh, but see, when you get next in line, when you walk out of the fire, when you walk out of the hellacious situation this time, and God begins to show you in miracle signs and wonders that you got next, that ain't no devil gonna stop you this time, ain't no person gonna stop you this time. When you begin to get the declaration and the word from God to clarify in your spirit that you're next in line for the miracle manifestation, you won't worry and depend on folk no more. You won't even care about what the doctor's got to say no more, because you will say, I'm next in line. Sister Dreamer, I'm telling you right now, you got next in line. Oh, you ain't sitting in this place. I don't care what the doctors want to do. I don't care how many tests they want to run. God said, you next in line. Oh, my God. Oh, you ought to tell somebody like you mean it. I'm next in line, baby. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm next in line. Somebody should have ran around this place two times and said, I'm running to my next destination. I'm running to my next place, because I ain't got time to sit here and wait on you to play catch up. I got to get to my place that God has ordained for me to be. Oh, my God. I'm next. I'm next. In line. I don't need you looking at them like they're crazy. You should have got yours. Oh, you missed it. Some of us trying to figure it out. But they don't understand. They're running three times. Why? Because three, I told you 3 days, 72-hour miracle. Y'all missed it. Y'all better wake up. But I'm next in line. Look at somebody and say, God ain't going to skip you. Hannah said, Lord, please remember me. If you look upon the affliction of thine handmaid. Notice she made herself humble. If you look upon the affliction of thine handmaid. She just didn't say, look upon me. She said, but if you look upon the affliction of thine handmaid. Which means she was saying, Lord, I'm yours. You know what I had to deal with. You know what I had to go through. How much longer will I take persecution from this woman? Oh, God, that's beginning to speak negativity over my life. How much longer now can I continue to dwell amongst somebody who don't have my best intentions at heart, who don't want to see me prosper? How much longer, God? But she said, Lord, remember me. Remember. But I came to tell you today, God has not forgotten about you. The old saint said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Look at somebody and say, he coming on time. He coming on time. All you got to do is to continue to praise him. And after a while, everything is going to be all right. After a while, God's going to begin to turn it around in your favor. After a while, God is going to turn it around. Somebody should have just turned around right in their seat. Because God is going to turn it around. He's turning around. He's turning around. And God said, tell this woman right here in the brown on the second row. He said, tell her I'm going to begin to turn it around in her favor just now. And God said, tell her everything she had to lose and give up the past 6 months. God said, tell her she ain't lost nothing. She ain't lost no money. She ain't lost no time, because I'm going to begin to give it back to her 1,000-fold return. And God said, tell her she ain't got to worry. She ain't got to fret no more, because every piece of money that's been held up that got her name on it, God said, I'm going to begin to release it in the atmosphere. And God said, everybody that tried to destroy her, everybody that tried to tear her down, everybody that opened up their mouth negative against, God says she don't have to begin to worry. She don't have to begin to prove nothing to nobody, because God said, I made her name great. And God said, I put the anointing on her life. And God said, ain't no devil in the hell can begin to tell her different and contrary to what God has already begun to spoken to her life. God said, tell her that she can begin to rejoice, because God said, I'm going to make up for the past 3 years. And God said, every person that walked out of her life, everybody that tried to kill her, God said, she don't have to worry no more, because the devil ain't gonna take her out before her time, because God got a work for her to do.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. If you would like to receive this message in its entirety, please call 704-612-3360. The Glory Has Come International Ministries is located at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Feel free to join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. God has a word for you at The Glory Has Come.